Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and For Lunch Show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Evening, DT. How are you going?
I'm doing well, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not going too bad. Thank you very much. Hopefully this Monday we're live on air. Apologies
yes.
to all of our listeners last week. We had a slight desk issue, which meant that we didn't quite go to air, but the good news is we did get to record and release an episode after the fact.
Yeah, so some positives.
There were some positives, and that was, of course, the AFC West last week. So, of
yes.
course, a lot of fans of that division. So, of course, as always, the Third and Footlong Show. This is where you get your weekly fix of all things NFL, college, and food. You can follow us on all of our socials like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and keep up to speed with all the stuff that we're putting out there.
Yes, so should we start off with what happened last week?
Well, in the way of
the pie chart.
Oh, I never knew that when we got into food that it would ever end up being this controversial.
Whereas I did say to you that that would be the most controversial thing we said.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the pie chart brought out some unbelievable commentary, like 30, 40, 50 comments through the Facebook page. So if you want to be part of the show, go to our socials, because we are keen to have full engagement from everybody. At one point, we had three pies that were neck and neck for like 3 days.
And what were the three pies?
The three pies that were neck and neck were steak and cheese.
Yes.
Mince and cheese.
Okay.
And potato top.
So only one of those is in my top five. Are any of those in your top five?
Oh, definitely. Two.
Two
of them are in my top five.
Okay. Why, do you want me to go through my top five first, or do you want to go through your top five?
You go through yours. I mean, don't forget, I am the voice of the people.
You are the voice of the people.
I am the voice of the people.
I'm sure the people appreciate it, Darren.
The self-appointed voice of the people. I can give you some of my pieology, if you'd like to, after
pieology.
You've gone through yours.
So, do you actually have pie facts, or no, you don't?
No pie facts today. No, okay. No 30s dancers type facts today.
No 30s dancers.
No.
This is savoury pies. I have a different list for sweet pies, but you said that I'm only allowed to do my savoury pie one.
Oh, I wasn't. You go with that one. The only reason I said about the sweet pie is in the chat, somebody wanted a sweet pie.
Oh, so, okay.
So they wanted a sweet pie, and we may even get them to do guest polling, because I was heavily criticised for my choices that I put into the poll. As we will go through shortly, some of the comments. So give us your top five.
Okay, I'll do it quick. Pastilla, which is a Moroccan pie.
You're into this random international. I mean,
delicious.
I know, but I should take a bow to your, like, the loaf ladder. You were all over the world.
I like to sample, and then I'd pick. That's what I do. I'm a sampler.
Nice. So
like
was
a
that
DJ
number five?
For food.
Yes.
DJ for food. DT the DJ. It's good.
Was that number five?
No, that was number one.
Oh,
I started
wow.
with one, and then I went two, steak and ale, but like the British version.
Steak
when
and
you go
ale.
To like a pub and you get, you know, in the ramekin, and then they have that crusty, flaky top, that is the best. Steak and cheese is number three. I'm not going to get the pronunciation right, but it's from Greece, and it's a Greek chicken pie. It's a cotopita, and it's like made with phyllo pastry, and it's got a ton of meat in there, which is why I enjoy it. And then the last one also, okay, so this is actually because I went to a place down in Blenheim called Gramada's, and I had genuinely, I talk about this a lot to people, one of the best pies I've ever had in my life. And it's apparently a normal pie for the Brazilian community, and it is a escondidinho. You can correct my pronunciation, people.
Nice.
And it is genuinely so tasty. Like, it's cheese, it's smoked food. It is just so good.
So you've got North Africa, South America, UK,
yep.
New
yep.
Zealand. Like,
see, you can also tell most of my pie, I'm not a massive pastry person, which is why they're like phyllo-based, because I don't feel like pastry's worthless.
Steak and ale did get a call out for not being in there. So
wait, you didn't include steak and ale?
No.
You're British and you didn't include steak and ale pie?
Do you know
pie?
What I did put in there? Steak and kidney. Gross. I don't
I
know why
eat
even
that.
Did.
I'm
that's disgusting.
Can
why would you ruin
I,
steak
can
by
say
putting
my hot take
kidney
on pies,
with it?
Though?
Go on, give us your hot take.
I actually think, you know, when you go to like England and you get like a meh pub pie, I think a meh pub pie is better than meh New Zealand pie.
Good Lord, do you know what country you're in?
I know what country
we're going to get out of this studio tonight alive. What are you doing?
Because, you know, like, if you go to the gas station and you get a pie, it's not very nice. But if you go to a pub, like, in England and you get a pie, it's way nicer.
This is a public service announcement on behalf of Darren Lees and Planet FM. The views expressed by DT are not necessarily those of the radio station or indeed other presenters.
Do you not? Okay, wait, what's your...
Nah.
No, you don't.
Nah,
you don't.
No, I'll give you. I mean, okay. It was really interesting because there was a lot of contention about what was a true pie.
Because
for controversy, because you know I like to stir the pot.
What did you put in?
Cornish pasty, and people lost their mind.
You also
put
in like an empanada. That's
similar. Empanada got mentioned as well.
Yeah.
Empanada got mentioned.
They're better than a Cornish pasty.
Oh. What are you doing tonight?
You ask for my opinions and I give them to you.
You've just killed the New Zealand pie community in one fair swoop. Cornwall has just gone into recession because you've just shat on their pies. And now, what is wrong with you tonight?
There's nothing wrong with me. These are my pie opinions, my pie chart.
You have a pie opinion of...
Opinion. A pion. No, that doesn't work.
So look, empanadas, I'm going to throw them in there and have them in my top five.
Oh.
Yeah. Steak and cheese, mince and cheese.
Where is the Cornish pasty on this list?
Oh, a good Cornish pasty would be five.
So the empanada...
Empanada would be above a Cornish pasty, yeah. I reckon steak and ale would be... No, mince and cheese would be four.
Okay, mince and cheese.
Steak and ale would be three.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, Cornish?
I don't know.
Anyway, steak and cheese would be one.
Steak and cheese
would be one.
Okay,
but today,
I've got to tell you something today. Yeah.
I went to physio.
Yes.
We won't even talk about why. But I went to physio, and afterwards I texted one of my daughters, and I said, do you want me to pick anything up? She said, yeah, could you get me and my boyfriend a pie? I went into this pie shop.
One pie to share or two pies?
One each.
Okay, good.
One each.
Otherwise, I thought that was taking coupling too far.
I found a shop that does steak and double cheese, mince and double cheese.
Have you, because there are pie-like shops that also do mince, marmite and cheese.
Oh, just get out of here.
I actually enjoy that.
Marmite is just foul.
No, I like New Zealand Marmite. Don't give me that British stuff. That British stuff is nasty.
Do you know what? You take stuff like steak and then you put something like kidney with it and just destroy steak. Marmite just on bread just destroys bread. There's just some things that just should be like put in the bin.
What about Vegemite?
Oh.
Okay, I was just...
God.
I wasn't sure if you were a staunch Vegemite.
Gross. It's like... Surf and turf. Stop wrecking a steak by putting seafood with it.
Oh, you just don't like seafood, though.
Oh, it's gross. It's just gross.
You were saying my opinions are got
wants to...
You live on an island that's apparently bountiful with seafood and you go, bleh.
I came from England. The North Sea is just full of everything you don't want to eat.
Don't they have sturgeon and caviar?
Oh. No.
Not for you. Okay.
Seafood. Just who wants to eat something that poos in its own bath? Gross.
Yes, because Cowfields are lovely.
Get it. Right, let's get into. But as I said, the controversy that was courted.
Yes.
Like, I did not really realise that when we did the pie chart, colonialism was going to come into it.
Okay, this is getting a bit shifty now, Darren. Can we...
No, I mean, like, genuine history. People were, like, bringing
historical
history.
Facts. Okay, go.
Dean F. from Brisbane, international listener.
Oh, damn.
Damn. It's rather commercial list.
I also like Vegemite, Dean.
Get out of here.
I just wanted
to say missing the historiography of the fabled pie originating in antiquity.
Don't say it's from
Egypt
Australia.
And Greece.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
The proper OG pie was a tempting mix of barley, dates and honey. That's just a breakfast.
That actually sounds quite nice.
Things got a tad sexier on the savoury pie front in medieval times with the introduction of eel pie and pigeon pie.
I have had eel pie. Have you had eel pie?
God, it's seafood. No.
But it's like weird seafood.
And England is recognised as the creator of what is associated as a modern pie in the 14th century.
I think we should hire Dean as our researcher.
But then Reese Palmer, Reese P, Auckland listener,
Reese P,
came back with, it's entirely apt. The English invent pioneers so many things that other countries show them how
to
do it properly.
Pioneer.
Sorry, very good.
Funny. Good job,
Rugby,
Reese.
Football, cricket, yachting, World Wide Web. I could go on. The best pie has any knowledge. Pie consumer will attest to is the blank.
The blank?
I won't name it because it actually is the winning pie, which I'll announce soon. The crispy crust of creamy blah, 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 blah. What do you say? And the best tzedo in the entire world can be found here in New Zealand.
Yes.
Much against your Australians.
I think New Zealand's the best pie. I'm just saying.
Australians may claim otherwise. However, they are leftovers of a prison colony and are not to be trusted.
Okay, that's, you're like, you just said yay to Dean, and now you've just gone bleh to Dean.
Well, no, because he's not Australian. While he lives there, he's not Australian.
Oh, okay. I know this.
Argentine or Chilean empanadas, I was asked. Balti pie?
What?
Balti pie. That's like, it's
pie?
Like Balti. It's a curry. So, you know, we got butter chicken in there, but Balti is like going next level spicy.
Cool.
So, we also had comments from Nathan.
Yes.
Who gave a shout out to Green Bay Bakery, which is exciting given that we're covering the Green Bay Packers tonight.
Yeah.
So we had, Matthew D, my former podcast host on my last podcast, he shouted out the empanadas. Matthew Alexander criticised me for not putting chicken and cranberry in there. I added it to the list.
Then
he didn't vote for it.
No, so I'm always confused when people order chicken and cranberry on pizza. I've never seen it in a pie.
My brother from the UK even quit. He was the one who said, I would like steak and ale. But then he turned around and he went, actually, the last time I was in New Zealand, I loved steak and cheese, so I'm moving.
Okay,
so he changed his vote.
He's moving.
Stuart D, also from the UK, listener, Kansas City Chiefs fan.
So
that's where it ends.
Pie?
He was the Balti pie guy.
Balti pie. That makes sense.
He came up with the Balti pie. So here it is, the moment of truth.
Yes, the pie rankings.
The pie rankings with 0% of the vote. Chicken and mushroom.
Oh, why did you even put that?
It's out on one of the menus.
God, no.
Lamb, mint and kumara. 0%. No kiwi takers for that.
Sorry, these are the most random pies, Darren. I didn't
chicken
think you should have asked me.
Cranberry.
Why did you not ask me before you put this list?
Because I literally went to a list of pies at various pie locations, and these were the most common. Mince got 4%. Mince on its own.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
Other got 6%. That's the vegetarians again.
Yep.
No, Cornish pasty got 10%.
Okay. What's normally in a Cornish pasty? It's
kind of vegetables and stuff like that. Steak and kidney, 14%. But when I looked at all the people that voted, they were all British. It's like, there was no New Zealanders there. They were British. What was interesting is one of the votes was Planet FM for steak and kidney. Now, was that the whole of Planet FM, or was there a poll taken, or is this someone talking on behalf of Planet FM? Like, what is that all about?
I think we know who it is, though.
I think we do know who it is. Because what was interesting then, coming in third place, was mince and cheese.
Cheese?
Mince and cheese. Steak and cheese came in second with 20% of the vote. Steak and cheese came in second. And the winner with 22% of the vote.
Wait, steak and cheese didn't win?
No.
Oh, God.
Potato top.
Oh, God, get out.
22%. And again, I want to talk about this because
I like a
the Tauranga City Trident American Football Club.
I don't like a potato top pie.
That's cottage pie, isn't it?
No. So potato top pie is... No. Shepherd's pie and cottage pie are different because they don't have a pastry casing.
I know, that's correct. Oh, yeah.
So those are fine. But for some reason, when you put... Like, it's the potato and the pastry. I think we're just back to geometrical food for me, though.
Oh,
potentially.
Oh, God.
So I just don't like it. It's weird.
If you watch, listeners, if you go to the video on YouTube of us doing the paddy melt, DT had an absolute meltdown that there was a round burger on a square piece of bread.
It's so strange.
To which led me to ask the question, how the hell do you cope with pizza, which is a square box with a round pizza cut into triangles?
That's fine. Because it's circular food.
I need to talk to you. The Tauranga City Tridents voted for potato top. So is that... Did they have a team meeting or something and go, you know what, we should vote for potato top?
I think so. I like to think
the famous TV comedian Justine Smith voted for potato top.
I just...
And former political person Dominic Hoffman-Durvan also voted for... We got some names this week. Voting potato top. As well as a bunch of comedians, a bunch of
business
people.
What if they
didn't
want to be exposed as potato top?
Well, they have been exposed. You cannot vote on a public forum and not be exposed.
As a potato top lover.
This is what we're here for.
It is what we're here for.
So that went on way longer than what it should have done, but quite weak for news in the NFL.
Yeah. I think we should start with the Green Bay Packers, though, with all the cheese and Green Bay pies.
We should, because it is the home of cheese, Wisconsin.
Yes, and the Butterburger.
Yes. The only publicly owned not-for-profit team in the NFL.
Yes, indeed. And it was known as, or still is known as, Titletown. And the coach, Vince Lombardi, namesake of the Super Bowl trophy.
Yes, indeed. They have won the most league championships, 13, that is pre- and post-Super Bowl.
They recently hosted the NFL draft and are the smallest city to host an NFL team.
They are actually the smallest sports community in America, aren't they?
Yeah.
In any sport.
It's just funny, though, when you see, like, the aerial shot and then there's just, like, suburban houses. And not, like, giant mansions, just, like, normal houses.
Well, the problem was they didn't even have enough hotels for all the people coming into town.
Yeah, they had to bust them in.
They had to bust them in from miles away. Lambeau Field is the oldest continually operating stadium in the NFL, opened in 1957, and has an attendance or capacity of 81,441.
And it's home to the Lambeau Leap. And that was started by safety Leroy Butler, who ran and leaped into the fans after he scored a defensive touchdown.
They boast the longest tenured starting quarterback in NFL history, which was Brett Favre, who was 1992 to 2007.
Huh. They normally have good quarterbacks as well. Like, they just seem to go from good to good, from Bart Starr to Brett Favre to Aaron
Rodgers
and
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Three quarterbacks in 23 years, unlike someone like Denver, who had 23 quarterbacks in 3 years.
Well, I'm sorry, John, talk about the Cleveland Browns. We'll get to them next week.
They've got about 28 quarterbacks on the roster
now.
So sad. So they have won 4 Super Bowls.
They were started by a meatpacking company, hence the name.
Yes, and their fans are known as
the Cheeseheads, and they wear cheese on their heads.
They wear cheese on their heads. Beauties. They won 5 NFL championships and the first 2 Super Bowls played.
Yeah, and the famous fan is Lil Wayne. I would say it's my most famous fan, yeah.
They were originally called the Green Bay Indians because they were sponsored by the Indian Packaging Company.
Yes, they were. And I think we've already said the colours, but if it's not obvious, they're green and gold.
They are the third oldest franchise in the NFL.
Yes. And you know, sorry, just back to these cheeseheads. I love that the opposing teams of that division all wear cheese graters on their heads when they're versing the Packers. Have you seen it on
the
TV?
No, that is pretty cool.
Have you not seen? I think it's hilarious. It makes me laugh so much.
They were formerly known, no, their stadium was formerly known as New City Stadium, but was named Lambeau after head coach Earl Curly Lambeau.
Mm. And they quote-unquote own the Chicago Bears, who shall we move on to now?
Oh, I was going to give you one real quick fact.
Is it an important
game? It is, yeah.
Okay, go.
In the 1998 game between the Packers and the 49ers, it led to the reintroduction of instant replay for officials. After the game showed that Jerry Rice fumbled the ball during a key play on the drive that got the 49ers to win the game. And after that, the NFL went, we can't have this, and reintroduced
video
replay for referees. Yeah. There you go.
Interesting.
And one final one is they didn't actually lose a home game in the playoffs for 70 years. 1933 to 2003.
Yeah, no, they are winning franchise.
Why? So, why did I not pick them? Why?
I don't know, but how about Da Bears?
What about Dem Bears? Originally da called Bears. The Decatur Staleys, then the Chicago Staleys before moving to Chicago in 1921.
Yes, do you remember my favourite thing for the Bears? Charles Tillman and the Peanut Punch.
Yes.
It is my favourite
Peanut
name for
Tillman.
A move. It's when an offensive player is carrying the ball and the defensive player comes and punches it out, and it's called a peanut punch, and I love it.
They are also a deep history. They have won 9 NFL championships, but only 1 Super Bowl.
And that was 1985.
It was.
With the famous Super Bowl shuffle, which I feel like one of us should have memorised, but I did not. Did you?
No. No, I was more focused on the 46 defense. Because that was, they were called the 46 defense. They were just insane. We'll come on to that in a minute. They were insane.
Well, you can go on to it now if you want.
Okay. Well, they only conceded 12.4 points per game. They only conceded 10 touchdowns in the whole of the regular season. They had 34 interceptions and 24 fumble recoveries.
That is very impressive.
That was the Mike Ditka team.
Almost as good as the 2000 Ravens.
Who? They recorded shutouts in back-to-back postseason games, the first time it had ever been done.
And if they do sound familiar, they do tend to appear in a lot of Hollywood films, Chicago Bears, with their signature navy and orange colours and C on their helmet.
They also have the most members in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and most retired jerseys.
And their fans will chant "Bear Down."
George Halas, the team's founder,
really
was also
angry when I said "Bear Down."
I know anything
bear
about
down.
The Bears. George
bear
Halas,
down.
The team's founder, was also the coach for 40 years, the longest ever tenure of an NFL coach.
Yes, and unfortunately, the recent McCaskey, Virginia McCaskey, passed away this
yes.
offseason, sadly.
They played their home games at Wrigley Field, home
yes.
of the Cubs, from 1921 to 1970.
And they're getting a new stadium, maybe not getting a new stadium. Who knows, but they play at Soldier Field.
They do play at Soldier Field, which is named in dedication to soldiers who lost their lives in World War I.
That's really cool.
It is.
And famous fans, Seth Rollins, the WWE star, Dwayne Wade, Vince Vaughn, Jake Johnson, Bill Murray, Ashton Kutcher. Pretty much anyone from Chicago seems to be a fan of Chicago.
Them. Michael
Bears.
Wilbon. The,
yeah.
yeah. Their NFC championships and overall victories are second to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow. Back to the Packers again? Nah, let's go Vikings.
Let's go Vikings. Oh, yes.
The Purple People Eaters.
They are.
One of the best names for a defense, I reckon.
Started out really early as the Minneapolis Marines or the Red Jackets in the 20s and 30s and then sort of disbanded before coming back in 1960.
And their mascot is called Victor the Viking.
Yes, they've got a very Scandinavian inspiration.
Yeah, that's to do with the region, and there's a lot of Scandinavian influence in that region.
They won an NFL championship in 1969.
And yet another stadium named after a bank, US Bank Stadium.
It is. And the original stadium had a roof collapse through
yes.
heavy snow.
Well, it does snow a lot up there.
It does.
They're actually the city with the largest amount of underground city.
This is the coldest division in the NFL.
Oh, by far.
Oh.
It's the black and blue
Although,
division.
New England, Buffalo, I mean, they've got
no,
Miami.
No, they've got Miami,
and
excuse it.
The Jets, yeah, that's a cold
division. No, excuse it.
This is a cold division. During home games, the Gjallarhorn is sounded to celebrate big plays, first downs, and
Isn't
touchdowns.
Isn't that the Gjallarhorn?
What's it called then?
Gjallarhorn. And then they skull.
They do skull.
Skull.
Skull. Skull. I love the skull.
And it's the horn. It's fun. It's fun. It's a fun, like,
you got to watch the video version of this to see the skull.
I know. We did it. We did it for a while.
People
actually.
Should do that.
They play in purple and gold.
They do. Alan Page, a Vikings Hall of Famer, also became a Supreme Court Justice and was the first defensive player to be named NFL MVP.
Oh. All of their fans often wear Viking attire to the games. They have horns. So, like, it seems like a fun team to be a fan of.
Yeah. They've appeared in the playoffs 28 times, which is the third most in the NFL.
Damn, that's impressive. Their famous players would be Randy Moss, John Randall, Chris Carter, Adrian Peterson, Gerard Allen, Randall Cunningham, and Adam Thielen recently.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a homegrown native
for them. Interesting season for them coming up with a quarterback that's never started in the NFL.
I know, but he's got Justin Jefferson, so he'll be fine.
Great. Also one of four teams to appear in a conference championship every decade since the 1970s.
Yes, and should we talk about their famous draft blunder?
Yes, when they ran out of time.
I know, because they thought they had a trade with the Baltimore Ravens, but it had not got registered correctly at the league.
Fancy the Ravens
so,
being part of it.
I know, two purple teams. And two teams picked instead of the Vikings until the Vikings could finally get around to their pick.
Yes.
Fun times.
Yeah, is that the only time it's ever happened?
I think so, yeah.
Carolina got within about 5 seconds this year
when yes.
they thought they had a trade
yeah,
with the
really
Rams
did,
and
yeah.
they got wrong. I know I've talked about it, but it's amazing the calmness in that room
yeah.
considering what was going on.
And should we finish off with the Minneapolis Miracle in the playoffs against the Saints?
Yes. Oh.
That was heartbreaking if you're a Saints fan, but definitely a miracle if you're Minnesota Vikings.
It's interesting. I'm trying to think. The Minneapolis Miracle, when was that?
It was...
It was a while back.
2017 or something, yeah.
Yeah. I went to watch the New Orleans Saints play the Minnesota Vikings in a playoff game in 2019, and they got hosed again, the Saints.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And the defensive pass, yeah.
I was in the stadium for that, and it went off.
Oh, man. And finally, last but definitely not least, Detroit.
Detroit. Oh, one of the saddest.
I know, but they're everyone's favourite team
they,
right now.
They are.
Honolulu Blue.
But I tell you what, it's interesting. One of their coaches left to go and coach in division. That's,
I know. Oh, that's spicy.
I'm not a fan of Ben Johnson, but that's different.
So are you a fan of Dan Campbell, though? Will you be biting the kneecaps off? He's a fun coach. He's definitely, honestly, fan favorite team.
And then, of course, they lost Aaron Glenn to the Jets as well. So the Detroit Lions, originally the Portsmouth Spartans in 1928. Yes.
Owned by the Firestone Tire family and the Ford family, because they married each other.
Ah.
Cute little Motown history.
It is. Moved to Detroit in 1934, renamed the Lions.
Lions. Roar. Pride, I think. They're Pride, isn't it? Yeah, Pride's their team.
I'm so gutted for the Lions, because that city has been through so much.
Oh, it's terrible.
I mean, it's just...
And they arguably, you could say, have two of the best players at their position in Calvin Megatron Johnson and Barry Sanders. Like, genuinely in NFL history, and yet they didn't win a Super Bowl.
I know. And then they had Matthew Stafford as quarterback.
Yeah, who's really good, and won a Super Bowl with someone else.
I mean, it's just, they had Motown, they had motor car industry. Thank God for Eminem.
Yeah.
Saved Detroit.
And with a spaghetti shop.
Mom's spaghetti. Yep. They are known for the annual Thanksgiving game, which started in 1934.
Yes. Amon Ra St. Brown's father, Mr. Universe, three-time Mr. Universe.
Wow.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no. That's why they're like so like...
I'm more interested in the other thing where fathers and parents are just involved in everything at the moment.
Oh, no, that's why that whole family's in the NFL, because their father like coached them up.
I know, but it's happening everywhere. Tyrese Halliburton's dad in the recent NBA, he got chucked out for fronting a player. Then you got Max Verstappen's dad in the Formula One chipping in all the time. It's like, parents, get out of here. Get out.
I don't know.
They've played at Ford Field since 2002.
Yes, and they used to play in the Pontiac Silverdome.
They did.
Which is a good name for a stadium.
The Lions' name was apparently given to symbolise strength, like the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers?
Their baseball team.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, well, are we talking about the Detroit Lions? I'm so confused right now.
They were given Lions because it symbolised strength like the Tigers.
Okay.
Because they were a successful team. Yes.
Yeah, playing Honolulu blue and silver.
And 1999, the TV numbers on the sleeves were moved to the shoulders.
And you will always see them in the Thanksgiving game.
You will. Their stadium holds 65,000 for the NFL, 70,000 for football and 80,000 for basketball.
Damn, that's impressive. Hopefully we get that many viewers one day, eh, Derek?
Maybe. More, bit step up from the 8. We just need the 10,000 to go on the end.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sheila Ford Hemp is the current owner.
Yes, she is.
She is. One of the rising amount of female owners in the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
As you said, Dan Campbell is the head coach. Jared Goff is the quarterback.
And you'll hear Jared Goff chanted in the stadium every weekend.
Poor Jared Goff.
I think he's doing well.
Almost got to a Super Bowl with the
Rams twice.
And almost made it with the Lions.
Ostracised of the Lions.
That was such a heartbreaking loss, because Dan Campbell breaking down in that press conference
was terrible to see.
Oh,
God, no. That was just a show.
They had cheerleaders that came back in 2016, which was the first time in over 40 years.
And from 1957, the Lions did not win a playoff game till 1991, and then again till 2023.
They went 0-16 in 2008.
So definitely a team that you have to be proud to be.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you will be the same old Lions, and we will be the same old podcast if you listen to us.
Yes, indeed. Look at you go.
I know. I'm doing well here.
So, yeah, of course, you can always tune in. We have got plenty of things happening. We've got some more sandwich videos. We've got 4 out there at the moment, something like that.
Yeah.
We've got 4 out there. We have got also all of our shows go out there as well. So you can just listen to any of those. But please engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all those other things. So we're out there. We're just producing tons of content just to keep you entertained during the NFL off-season.
And next week, sweet pies.
Are we going sweet pies next week?
We're going sweet pies.
Sweet pies.
Look forward to it, eh?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's going to be a popular choice. Again, it's going to be another one that caught controversy, no doubt. And we've also finishing off with the AFC North.
See you next time, Darren.
See you next time, DT. Great show. And look forward to speaking with you all soon.
You can make radio.